From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Turkey says it has carried out a series of airstrikes on Islamic State targets in Syria, further expanding its involvement in the battle against the extremist group. Strikes come a day after reports suggested that President Recep Tayyip Erdogan had agreed to let U.S. fighter planes use Incirlik Air Base in Turkey to launch attacks on the Islamic State militants. U.S. military has long operated at the base, but Turkey had precluded it from use of attacks on the Islamic State. U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter has made an unannounced visit to Turkey. Did that on Thursday, saying he wanted a firsthand look at U.S. and Iraqi efforts to thwart the advances of the Islamic State militants. At the insurgents overran Ramadi in May, Mr. Carter complained Iraqi troops showed no will to fight, but at his first stop of a day-long event, he praised Iraqi counterterrorism troops. U.S. Senate held its first hearing on the Iran nuclear agreement on Thursday. Senate Foreign Relations Chairman Bob Corker took issue with the agreement.
What I think you've actually done in these negotiations is codify a perfectly aligned pathway for Iran to get a nuclear weapon just by abiding by this agreement.
Secretary of State John Kerry countered, saying that whether the rest of the world likes it or not, Iran has already developed a sophisticated nuclear weapon. Congress has to accept or reject the accord by mid-September. President Obama, on his way to Ethiopia and Kenya to highlight growth in American economic links with sub-Saharan Africa, scheduled to arrive later today in Kenya, where he will attend the Global Entrepreneurship Summit. That'll take place in Nairobi. Later, he